The following is a public hall lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on September 5th, 2009, in Timișoara, Romania.
Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Mother Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavam Shcha Sri Rupa Sa Sagana Raghunathan Vitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Prijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Sri Radha Krishna Vadan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha.
The Bhagavad Gita there. So, we have been greatly blessed with this human form of life. There are so many species of life in the universe. The scientists have not yet even counted all of them. From the Vishnu Purana, we learn that there are 8,400,000 different species of life. And there are 400,000 different types of human species. We don't see them, but they are throughout the whole universe. Yes, there is life on other planets.
Da, există viață pe alte planete.
So this human life, it is a very rare opportunity.
Această formă umană de viață este o oportunitate foarte rară.
To get completely free from all suffering conditions.
Pentru a deveni complet eliberat de toate condițiile de suferință.
The modern day human society is making a very, very big mistake. They think that by material advancement that one can become free from suffering. Now the last 300 years of modern science, we have seen so much technological advancement.
In the last 300 years of science, we have seen so much technological.
We also see that people are more miserable today than they've ever been in the past. What is the proof? Every day somebody takes a gun and they go start shooting people. Such things we didn't hear about in the past days. People didn't, they weren't that frustrated formerly. Now they're so frustrated, they just take a gun and they start shooting and they shoot themselves. It's crazy. So this proves that the modern day advancement is not really advancement. So if we want actual advancement, we have to look to that perfect society which existed 5,000 years ago on this planet.
Dacă dorim un avans adevărat, atunci trebuie să primim spre acea societate perfectă care a existat cu 5.000 de ani în urmă pe această planetă.
And that society was pure and perfect.
Acea societate era pură și perfectă.
The leaders were pure.
Conducătorii erau puri.
The teachers were pure.
Învățătorii erau puri.
It was an ideal society.
Era o societate ideală.
It is known as the Vedic society.
Aceasta este cunoscută ca fiind societatea vedică.
Society based on the Vedas.
Societatea bazată pe Veda.
Its capital was Hastinapur in India.
Capitala era la Hastinapur in India.
And that Vedic society, its influence spread all over the entire Earth planet.
Și influența acestei societăți vedice era pe întreaga planetă Pământ.
Romania was also part of that Vedic culture, that Vedic civilization. So now we are restoring Romania back to its original culture. The Vedic culture is based on scripture, it's not based on man-made laws. That's why it was perfect. It was not based on the imperfect inventions of men. It was based on the perfect instructions of God. The Vedic wisdom is a vast ocean of scriptural knowledge. But it is summarized in the Bhagavad Gita. You can simply study Bhagavad Gita. We encourage all of you to purchase this book if you don't have it already. And to study it regularly. Because if you will mold your life according to this book, you will live a happy, joyful life. And you can help to restore the original culture of Romania, the Vedic culture. So tonight we will read one verse from the Bhagavad Gita. Chapter 4, text number
2.
And to invoke auspiciousness, I'm going to ask you all to repeat a mantra after me. I say and then you say, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Evam parampara praptam.
Evam parampara praptam.
Imam rajarshayo vidu.
Imam rajarshayo vidu.
Sakaleneha mahata.
Sakaleneha
Yoga nashta parantapa.
Yoga nashta parantapa.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. This supreme science was thus received through the chain of the Siddhic succession, and the saintly kings understood it in that way. But in course of time, this succession was broken. And therefore, the science, as it is, appears to be lost. Purport. It is clearly stated, Nati Gita was especially meant for the saintly kings, because they were to execute its purpose in ruling over the citizens. Certainly, Bhagavad Gita was never meant for the demoniac persons who would dissipate its value for no one's benefit and would devise all types of interpretations according to personal whims. As soon as the original purpose was scattered by the motives of the unscrupulous commentators, there arose the need to re-establish the disciplic succession. 5,000 years ago, it was detected by the Lord himself that the disciplic succession was broken, and therefore he declared that the purpose of the Gita appeared to be lost. In the same way, at the present moment, also there are many so-called editions of the Gita, especially in English, but almost all of them are not according to authorized disciplic succession. There are innumerable interpretations rendered by different mundane scholars, but almost all of them do not accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, although they make a good business on the words of Sri Krishna. This spirit is demonic, because demons do not believe in God, but simply enjoy the property of the Supreme. Since there is a great need of an edition of the Gita in English, that is received by the Parampara, the Siddhic succession system, an attempt is made herewith to fulfill this great want. Bhagavad Gita, accepted as it is a great boon to humanity, but if it is accepted as a treatise of philosophical speculations, it is simply a waste of time. So, what we have read tonight from the Bhagavad Gita is giving us the key how to become free from suffering.
Ceea ce citim astăzi din Bhagavad Gita ne dă cheia cum să devenim liberi de suferință.
In other words, if you go to a physician,
cu alte cuvinte, dacă mergi la un medic,
with a certain type of illness,
un anumit tip de boală,
and he will give you the proper medicine to treat that illness,
și el îți dă un medicamentul corespunzător,
the physician has to be bona fide.
Medicul trebuie să fie autentic.
If he is not a qualified physician, he just makes up some medicine out of his fertile imagination.
Dacă el nu este autentic și face așa un medicament din imaginația sa,
he may cheat you out of some money, but he's not going to heal you.
Poate te va înșela de ceva bani, dar nu te va trata.
One needs to go to a qualified physician who represents the medical science properly.
O persoană trebuie să ducă la un medic autentic care reprezintă știința medicală într-un mod corect.
Because he can prescribe for you then the proper medicine.
Pentru că atunci el poate să prescrie medicamentul corect.
So that you can become healed from your diseased condition.
Astfel încât să ne tratăm de condiția de boală.
So, unfortunately, there are many editions of the Bhagavad Gita and there are many persons who present themselves as spiritual masters.
Există multe ediții ale Bhagavad Gita și există multe persoane care se prezintă ele însuși a fi maestri spirituali.
But they are not properly representing the self-realization science.
Dar ei nu reprezintă în mod corect știința realizării de sine.
So they may make a good profit of their so-called Bhagavad Gitas and their so-called guruships, but they're not going to heal you of your suffering condition.
Ei pot să facă un profit bun poate din Bhagavad Gita-le lor sau din instituțiile lor, dar ei nu ne vor trata de condiția de boală.
The actual healing medicine is coming from God himself.
Adevăratul medicament provine de la Dumnezeu însuși.
Bhagavad Gita is spoken by God himself.
Bhagavad Gita este vorbită de Dumnezeu însuși.
That is the difference between this scripture and other scriptures.
Aceasta este diferența dintre această scriptură și alte
scrieri. So by directly hearing from God,
auzind direct de la Dumnezeu,
we can understand exactly what we have to do.
Putem să înțelegem exact ceea ce avem de făcut.
Become free from all suffering conditions.
Să devenim liberi de toate condițiile de suferință.
Krishna reveals perfectly the science of self-realization in Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna revelează în mod perfect știința realizării de sine în Bhagavad Gita.
The basic cause of our suffering is bodily identification.
cauza principală a suferinței noastre este identificarea corporală.
We are thinking, I am male, I am female, I am Romanian, I am this body.
Noi ne gândim, eu sunt bărbat, femeie, eu sunt român, eu sunt acest corp.
But this body is not you.
Dar acest corp nu suntem noi.
Today you're wearing an orange shirt.
Astăzi ați venit într-un tricou.
Does that make you Mr. Orange Shirt?
Aceasta vă face să fiți.
Tomorrow you can wear a green shirt.
Mâine o să aveți un tricou verde.
The body is just a garment.
Corpul este doar o haină.
You're wearing a woman's body. Does that make you a woman?
Aveți un corp de femeie. Aceasta face ca să fim femeie.
The spirit soul has nothing to do with the body. The body is a garment only.
Sufletul spiritual nu are nimic de a face cu acest corp. Corpul este doar o haină.
In this lifetime you're wearing a particular garment, that's all.
In această viață purtăm o anumită haină.
Even within this lifetime you're changing garments.
Și chiar în decursul acestei vieți ne schimbăm această haină.
This body you have right now, how long have you been wearing it?
Acest corp care îl avem acum, de cât timp îl purtăm?
For a few seconds only.
De câteva secunde doar.
Did you know that you've been reincarnating today already? Many times. Because the old blood corpuscles are dying off at every second. And new blood corpuscles are taking their place. So you don't even have the same body you had this morning. You got it?
Nici nu mai aveți acum, nu mai aveți corpul care l-ați avut azi dimineață când v-ați trezit.
It's a different bag of chemicals now than the one you had this morning.
E un sac cu substanțe chimice diferite acum decât cel care l-ați avut azi dimineață.
And if you go back over many years, you had a little baby's body. Where is that baby's body now?
Când am fost copii, am avut un corp de copil. Unde este acel corp acum?
With your baby teeth.
Cu dinții de copil.
There you go.
Au dispărut. Mm-hmm.
So, who are you then if you're not the body?
Cine suntem noi dacă nu suntem corpul?
Are you your name?
Suntem numele nostru.
You can go to a court of law and change your name legally.
Poți să duci la un judecător să schimbi numele în mod legal.
So you're not your name.
Nu suntem numele nostru.
You're not your body.
Nu suntem corpul nostru.
But you exist, don't you? You have a sense of existence, right?
Dar avem un simț al existenței.
You can hear me speaking to you, can't you?
Mă puteți auzi vorbind.
Yes, you have a sense of identity, of existence.
Aveți un simț al identității, al existenței.
So if it's not the name and it's not the body, then what is it?
Atunci, dacă nu este numele, dacă nu este corpul, atunci ce este?
That is called Atma, the spirit self.
Acela este numit Atma, sau sinele spiritual.
Spirit self actually is seated within the heart.
Sinele spiritual este situat în inimă.
It's like when you get in an automobile, you're the driver, you see.
Dacă avem un automobil, noi suntem șoferi.
You are seated in the heart of that body as driver.
Suntem situați în inima acelui corp ca și șoferul.
And it's like when your car gets old, you take it down to the dealer, you get a new model, see.
În această viață, când mașina este veche, îl ducem la magazin și ne luăm un alt.
So at the time of death, you would trade this old body in for a new one, new model.
În momentul morții, schimbăm acest corp cu un model nou.
Now there's two kinds of bodies you can get when this one gets old and worn out.
Există două tipuri de corpuri pe care le putem primi când acesta e vechi.
You can get another material body if you like.
Putem, dacă dorim, obține un alt corp material.
Which is subject to birth, death, old age and disease.
Care este supus nașterii, bătrâneții, bolii și morții.
Or you can get a body which is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge.
Sau putem obține un corp care este etern, plin de fericire și cunoaștere.
It never gets sick, never dies, and it never gets old.
Care nu îmbătrânește niciodată, niciodată nu se îmbolnăvește și nu moare.
So what sounds better, a body that rots, or a body that's eternally youthful?
Ce sună mai bine, un corp care putrezește sau un corp care e tânăr etern?
A body that never becomes hard of hearing.
Un corp care niciodată nu slăbește auzul.
Never goes bald. Never has gray hairs.
Niciodată nu încărunțește, niciodată nu pică părul.
Never gets cancer or heart disease.
Niciodată nu face cancer sau boală de inimă.
Never can even be hurt by by an automobile accident or anything, an immortal, imperishable body, you see.
Nu poate fi distrus de un automobil, de nimic, este un corp nemuritor, etern.
You have your choice, what kind of body do you want?
Avem libera alegere ce fel de corp dorim.
You want a material body or a spiritual body?
Dorim un corp material sau dorim un corp spiritual?
You can give whichever one you want.
Putem să obținem cel pe care îl dorim.
But you have to qualify yourself.
Dar trebuie să ne calificăm.
By the way that you live right now.
Prin felul în care trăim acum.
If you continue to center your current existence around your material senses.
Dacă ne centrăm existența noastră materială asupra simțurilor noastre materiale.
Then you're qualifying yourself for another material body.
Atunci ne calificăm pentru un alt corp material.
But if you will live your life centered around God.
Dar dacă ne trăim viața centrați în jurul lui Dumnezeu.
Try to do everything you can to please God at every minute.
Încercăm să facem totul pentru a-L mulțumi pe Dumnezeu în fiecare clipă.
By your thoughts.
Prin gândurile noastre.
By your words.
Prin cuvintele noastre.
And by your deeds.
Și prin faptele noastre.
If you will live like that, that's called Krishna consciousness.
Dacă trăim în acest fel, aceasta se numește conștiința de Krishna.
If you will live like that, then the time of leaving this rotting corpse.
Atunci, în momentul în care, dacă trăim în acest fel, atunci, în momentul când părăsim acest corp,
you will get a spiritual body.
Atunci vom obține un corp spiritual.
And you, when you die, you just simply go to sleep and wake up in the spiritual world.
Când murim, ca și cum am adormit și ne trezim în lumea spirituală.
But if you choose not to be Krishna conscious,
dar dacă alegem să nu fim conștienți de Krishna,
you wake up in another womb.
Atunci ne trezim într-un nou pântec.
And have to sit it out for 9 months. Well, actually, it takes a while to wake up. I think they wake up after, what is it, 2 months? Prabhupada said. I forget, 2 months? You have to wake up in the womb and wait for your body to get developed until you finally get squeezed out and start another suffering condition in the material world.
Ca corpul acela să devină dezvoltat și să iasă afară din pântec și după aia urmează o nouă viață materială.
So you have a choice.
Avem alegere.
You can continue to suffer in material existence.
Putem să continuăm să suferim în existența materială.
Or you can become absolutely ecstatic at every minute.
Sau putem să devenim absolut ecstatici în fiecare clipă.
In other words, you don't have to wait to get your spiritual body to attain spiritual bliss.
Nu trebuie să așteptăm să obținem corpul nostru spiritual pentru a obține fericirea spirituală.
We will teach you, if you like, we will teach you how to achieve unlimited spiritual bliss right here, right now, in this material body.
Vă putem învăța cum să obțineți fericire spirituală nelimitată, dacă doriți, bineînțeles, în acest corp.
If you will agree to take up this practice known as Krishna consciousness.
Dacă doriți să acceptați sau să vă angajați în această practică numită conștiința de Krishna.
We will teach you how to attain the state of ecstatic trance, samadhi, 24 hours a day.
Vă putem învăța cum să obțineți această stare de transă spirituală, samadhi.
Doesn't matter what your occupation is. Unless you're a butcher, you have to give that one up.
Nu contează care este ocupația dumneavoastră. Dacă nu sunteți măcelar, atunci trebuie să renunțați la ea.
We have any butchers in the audience? Butchers? No butchers?
Okay.
You can stay in your occupation.
Puteți să rămâneți în ocupația dumneavoastră.
And you can chant Hare Krishna mantra every day.
Să cântați Maha Mantra Hare Krishna în fiecare zi.
You can read Prabhupada's books, especially Bhagavad Gita as it is.
Să citiți cărțile lui Srila Prabhupada, în mod special Bhagavad Gita, așa cum este ea.
You can offer your food. Now, you can't take meat, fish and eggs. Those will mess you up. There's bad karma from them.
Să oferiți mâncarea și să nu consumați carne, că și două acestea conțin karma foarte negativă.
If you will take foods from the category of fruits, vegetables, dairy products and grains and you will offer them to the Supreme Person before eating.
Dacă din categoria de legume, grâne, lactate și fructe oferiți înainte de a mânca personalității supreme sau divinități.
If you will offer God your vegetarian food before you eat.
Dacă oferim lui Dumnezeu mâncarea vegetariană înainte de a mânca.
Do it and offer it with love.
Și oferim acest lucru cu iubire.
Then he will accept your offering.
Atunci el va accepta oferta noastră.
And he will transform that food into pure spiritual energy. And when you partake of that inner spiritualized food, you will become spiritualized. How many of you had our food at the Hare Krishna Center? How many of you? Everyone? Tried? Everyone? Yeah, that's called, you've tried? Yes. That is called Krishna Hare, Krishna Prasadam. So you can have Krishna Prasadam at home also. If you will offer your vegetarian food to Lord Krishna at home, then you will get that benefit of eating prasadam every meal. You just need to have a little picture of Krishna there. You can have Srila Prabhupada and Krishna. And you can offer all of your food. Make a little a nice plate and offer it to Krishna before you eat. In this way, by chanting Hare Krishna, reading Prabhupada's books, and eating prasadam, we guarantee you, you'll become a very happy person. If you take it very seriously to try to awaken your Krishna consciousness. Krishna, who is sitting within your heart, will give you all help. He'll reciprocate. Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 15, verse 15, Saravashyachaham hridisanna vishto matak smatir ganam apohanam cha. He says, I am seated within the heart of all living beings. And from me come knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. So in this way, if you will try to remember Krishna at every minute, then within your heart, Krishna will assist you in doing that. He will help you to remember him at every minute. So that you can live in a state of constant remembrance of the Lord. All you have to do is desire this. And then God within your heart will help you to do it. You can become a true saint. Even while you stay with your family and you keep your present occupation, you can become a true saint. And I can guarantee you this. Saintliness and happiness go hand in hand together. To the extent that you become saintly, to that extent you become truly happy. So, our spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, He taught us how to become saintly. The first thing He told us, well, it took, not in the very beginning, but once we became a little serious, He told us to avoid illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. Because these activities degrade the consciousness. If one will avoid these activities and regularly chant the Hare Krishna mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, then the natural saintly qualities which are sleeping right now within the heart,
când o persoană face acest lucru, atunci calitățile naturale ale sfințeniei, care acum sunt adormite în inimă,
they will become awakened.
Vor fi trezite.
And they will shove aside all the demoniac qualities which have been trying to take over your heart.
Și ele vor îndepărta toate calitățile demonice sau drăsturile demonice care acum sunt în controlul.
You see, here's the point. Within your heart, you're actually a saint.
În inima noastră, fiecare este un sfânt.
Within your heart, you're actually a pure lover of God.
În inima noastră, fiecare din noi este un adevărat iubitor.
But by contact with the material atmosphere, that pure love has been covered by lust, anger, and greed.
Dar în contact cu natura materială, această iubire pură a fost acoperită de poftă, mânie și lăcomie.
By saintly association, you can get rid of that lust, anger, and greed.
Printr-o asociere sfântă, putem fi eliberați de acea poftă, mânie și lăcomie.
You can revive that original saintly, blissful nature.
Putem să revenim la acea natură de sfințenie originală.
So what forms does saintly association take?
Ce formă ia această asociere sfântă?
The holy names of God is one form.
Numele sfinte ale Dumnezeu este o anumită formă de asociere.
The scripture is another form.
Scriptura este o altă formă.
The saintly devotees of the Lord is another form.
Devotații sfinți ai Domnului sunt o altă formă.
The spiritual master is another form.
Maestrul spiritual este o altă formă.
Krishna prasadam is another form.
Krishna prasadam este o altă formă.
Devotional service is another form.
Serviciul devoțional este o altă formă.
This Hare Krishna kirtan that we do, that's another form. So we have so many activities that will purify our consciousness that we can fill up 24 hours a day with those activities.
Există atât de multe activități care vor purifica conștiința noastră încât putem umple 24 de ore în fiecare zi cu aceste activități.
So we would like you to try to take up this lifestyle. Give it a try.
Am dorit ca să încercați acest mod de viață și să testați.
Seriously, try taking up becoming a pure devotee of the Lord. That's our request.
Încercați în mod serios
We guarantee you, if you will make a sincere attempt to become a pure devotee of the Lord, then you'll be absolutely amazed how wonderful it is, how sweet, how fantastic it is. So that is our request. We are asking you this not because we want to manipulate you. No. We have no desire to manipulate you. We simply come as your servants. We want to make you happy, that's all. We want to see that you become completely free from all suffering conditions.
Dorim ca să deveniți complet liberi de toată condiția de suferință.
That is our only desire.
Aceasta este singura noastră dorință.
So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Acum vă rog dacă există întrebări.
You said earlier that we have to think about Krishna 24 hours a day. So we have our jobs, and how can we think about Krishna during while we work?
Yes. You need to just like before you most nowadays everyone likes to carry a mobile phone.
Astăzi, de exemplu, toată lumea are cu el un telefon mobil.
So everyone knows you have to make sure it's well charged before you leave your house, you see.
Înainte de a pleca de acasă, toți verifică să vadă dacă e încărcată bateria.
If the battery is low, an important call may come in and you pick up the phone and it goes dead and you miss the call.
Dacă
So, if you want to be connected throughout the day with your mobile phone, then you have to fully charge it, you see, before you leave your house. Would you only charge your mobile phone halfway? Or will you charge it full? What is the answer? Full charge or half charge? So, people always ask, why does Prabhupada say chant 16 rounds? 16 rounds is full charge. If you don't give it full charge, how are you going to expect to be Krishna conscious all day long? So therefore, go to bed early. Get up early. Chant 16 rounds before you go to work. And then you'll be swimming in an ocean of bliss, even at work. Your heart will be swimming in Krishna Bhakti the whole day. Because you fully surrendered to Prabhupada's order. But do you think, well, I don't want to get so much into Krishna consciousness, you know, a little bit of Krishna consciousness. Don't expect the same result. When you take your meal, do you only eat half a meal? And do you take full meal? When you're watering a plant, you give the plant half as much water as what it needs to survive. When you're going to a distant place, do you fill your car's gas tank halfway or full way? Do you understand? You need to increase your japa to 16 rounds. Now maybe you're chanting too slow. Prabhupada said 16 rounds, 2 hours, you see. So maybe you're chanting, but it's very, very slow, you see. Like maybe you're chanting, you know, 10 minutes around or 12 minutes around, something like that. That makes it harder. So you need to get to the point where you can set aside 2 hours in the morning by going to bed early and getting up early. 2 hours, quality 2 hours every morning. And chant 16 rounds. And then when you go to work, you'll be in a meditative state of consciousness. You won't see it as some mundane place. You will see it as the energy of Krishna. Yamam pashati sarvatra sarvam chamai pashati tashaham na pranashami satchamena pranashati. Bhagavad Gita chapter 6, text number
30.
For one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me. He didn't say, but at work it's different. He says, I am never lost. So you have to learn how to see Krishna everywhere and see everything in Krishna. In the doorway to that world known as Krishna consciousness is 16 rounds. So that's your deficiency. You're not chanting 16 rounds. Now you must increase. And then you will become Krishna conscious 24 hours a day. This process works. But you have to work the process. If you want to bake a cake, And you choose to leave out some of the ingredients. What will you get? Will you get a cake? Or will you get a bunch of goo in the bottom of the pan? So don't invent your own recipe. Take the standard recipe given by Srila
Prabhupada.
And then you'll be swimming in an ocean of bliss 24 hours a day. Do not concoct. This is the Western disease. The Western mind wants to concoct something new. Don't concoct. You take the standard process given by the spiritual master. You fully surrender to that. And then you will taste the most sublime happiness. Any other questions?
She's asking, what is the difference between spirit and soul?
The spirit and the soul?
And the soul.
Yes, yeah, spirit and soul, they are the same thing. Who asked the question?
Oh.
Yeah, Prabhupada used the term spirit-soul, spirit-soul. So they are very synonymous, very close to the same meaning. The most accurate word is in Sanskrit language, atma. The atma is the actual self.
Atma este adevăratul sine.
Beyond the temporary body.
Dincolo de corpul temporar.
It is a spirit.
Este un spirit.
It doesn't. It's not physical. It's completely spiritual.
Nu este material. Este complet spiritual.
And it is also the soul.
Și de asemenea este un suflet.
So your soul is pure spirit.
Sufletul este spirit pur.
Atma.
Atma.
That's who you are.
Aceasta sunteți.
Your actual old Atma is eternal, you're eternally youthful person, eternal youth. The actual spirit self, the Atma, does not get sick, it doesn't get old, and it doesn't die. So if you reconnect with that Atma within yourself, within your body, it's within, see, actually, Atma is seated within your heart.
Atma se află în inima noastră.
Right now the Atma is a very small spiritual particle. 1/10,000 the tip of a hair.
Acum Atma este o particulă spirituală foarte mică, a 10.000 parte din vârful unui fir de păr.
The Atma is what gives you consciousness.
Atma este cel care dă conștiință.
You can feel the chair underneath your body.
Poți să simți scaunul care se află sub.
You can hear the words I'm speaking to you. That consciousness of the chair and the words, that consciousness is the symptom of the Atma. So that self-awareness, that is the symptom of the Atma. So by this process of Krishna consciousness, you will fully realize the true nature of Atma.
Acest proces al conștiinței de Krishna veți realiza adevărata natura al Atma.
And you become free from all suffering conditions for all eternity.
Deveni liber de toate tipurile de condiții de suferință.
So we hope you will take full advantage of this process.
Sperăm că veți folosi pe deplin acest proces.
And make your life perfect.
Și veți face viața perfectă.
Any other questions?
Dacă există și alte întrebări.
So the body is the covering of the soul, and when the body dies, how does the soul become liberated? By being buried, or by being burnt, or what is the process?
The soul only becomes liberated if you become pure lover of God.
Sufletul devine eliberat doar dacă devine un iubitor pur al lui Dumnezeu.
As long as you're maintaining material desires, your soul will not be liberated.
Atât timp cât avem dorințe materiale, sufletul nu va fi eliberat.
Just consider this example.
Vă dau un exemplu.
Your material body right now is like a prison cell.
Corpul nostru material acum este ca o celulă de închisoare.
Now within the prison, the inmate, he can be transferred from one cell to another.
În închisoare, prizonierul va poate fi transferat dintr-o celulă în alta.
Or he can be released from the prison completely.
Sau poate fi eliberat din închisoare.
That simply means you're transferred from one cell to another cell within the prison.
Moartea înseamnă că suntem transferați dintr-o celulă în alta în închisoare.
But if you become pure in Krishna consciousness, love of God, then you're released from the prison completely. Yes.
When you când înveți ceva, de exemplu, într-un domeniu, sufletul am observat că te ajută foarte mult. Asta înseamnă că este cam și un proces al morții, chiar ca și un, ca o transcedere.
When somebody is learning something in some domain, she observed that the soul is helping very much, so it's something transcendental.
The soul is transcendental, yeah.
Da, sufletul este transcendental.
So I don't know if I answered a question. The soul is beyond your body.
Se poate izola sufletul, deci se poate simți sufletul separat.
Can somebody isolate the soul to perceive it separately?
Can someone perceive it separately?
Yes, separately.
Their own soul?
Yes.
Yes, if you become perfect in Krishna consciousness, then you will perfectly experience your non-material identity.
Dacă o persoană devine perfectă în conștiință de Krishna, atunci ea își poate experimenta natura sa non-materială.
Only if he become completely free from all desires for material sense gratification.
Numai dacă acea persoană devine complet liberă de toate dorințele pentru gratificare de simț.
As long as you have any desire to enjoy material sense gratification.
Atât timp cât o persoană are orice fel de dorință de bucurie senzorială.
You will hold on to bodily consciousness within your heart.
Atunci persoana respectivă se va ține strâns de conștiința corporală în corpul, în inima sa.
So you have to become completely fixed in Krishna consciousness.
Ca urmare, o persoană trebuie să devină complet fixată în conștiința de Krishna.
Taste is required.
Gustul este necesar.
We want to enjoy some taste.
Toți dorim să experimentăm un gust.
You cannot deny them.
Nu putem să negăm acest lucru.
Everyone wants to enjoy taste.
Fiecare dorește să se guste, să se bucure.
Now the only taste we know is sense gratification.
Și acum singurul gust pe care îl cunoaștem este gratificarea de simțuri.
So you can't just artificially give that up. It's not possible.
Nu este posibil ca într-un mod artificial să renunțăm la aceasta.
You have to revise your original taste for loving God.
Trebuie să ne reînviem gustul nostru original pentru iubirea de Dumnezeu.
You have to become perfect in loving God.
Trebuie să devenim perfecți în a iubi pe Dumnezeu.
And because that gives a higher taste than any kind of material pleasure.
Pentru că aceasta ne dă un gust superior în orice tip de bucurie materială.
Once you get that taste of love of God, then all material tastes will become null and void for you.
Când obținem acel gust al iubirii pentru Dumnezeu, toate gusturile materiale vor deveni nule.
And you'll be fully situated in your spiritual identity, even though your body may still be there.
Și vom fi complet situați în identitatea noastră spirituală, deși corpul material poate să rămână acolo.
So, would you like to attain that state of consciousness?
Ați dori să obțineți această stare de conștiință?
I want to learn that language of God. I want to learn that.
Yes, so you have Bhagavad Gita as it is? She does?
No, she doesn't.
You need to purchase this book?
Yes,
and study.
I will.
And then you can also, I have my e-course. You can sign up for my e-course. Yeah. See, if I didn't bring many cards tonight. Didn't bring any cards tonight. Oh. Wrong cards. You just go to www.backtohome.com.
este să vă înscrieți la cursul pe care l-am online.
You can write on the board. Yeah. www.backtohome.com. The main thing, the most important thing, is you study these books and you come to our programs at the Hare Krishna Center. This is our leader, Murari Krishna Prabhu. You know him? You don't have it.
I don't have, but I have to.
Do you come to our programs? He comes to our programs. Okay. No. This is our leader, Murari Krishna, our local leader. He is a teacher here. He's the professor in the university. He's also a professor of Krishna consciousness. So he can guide you and train you in this science along with his helpers. I come here and visit sometime. Does she have the address? She knows how to find it?
Yes.
Yeah, on how to find the center, though.
Yes.
Okay. So I'll be giving a lecture there tomorrow. Oh, okay, good. So if you come, if you regularly attend the programs at our center and read the Bhagavad Gita and hear the lectures that they give here, and then you will get very good training. You will learn this language of how to reawaken your spiritual nature. And once you're familiar with this language, then it'll become natural for you to be spiritual and conscious. The spiritual master of our movement is His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami
Prabhupada.
I'm simply telling you what I learned from him. And you can directly study his teachings in the Bhagavad Gita today. Do you have a Bhagavad Gita for her now?
Yes.
Okay. Before you go home today, will you take one?
I will take contact with her. With
shoot contact.
I will.
All right, that's good. All right.
I'm sure.
Very good. So in this way, you can become literate in this science and become perfectly situated as a spiritual personality. Any other questions?
Yes.
Putem să considerăm suferința o boală a sufletului sau un asediator al sufletului? În cazul că ambele variante sunt valabile, există mijloace diferite pentru înlăturarea suferinței?
So should we consider suffering a disease of the soul, or something?
Suffering is the what of the soul?
Disease.
Yes. Suffering is a disease. When the soul is diseased, it suffers. Yeah.
Da, când sufletul este bolnav, el suferă. Or should we consider that suffering is attacking the soul? And if yes, then are there different methods?
Attacking
the soul.
Yes, we are because we are attacked by false pride, by envy and false pride, therefore we are suffering.
Da, putem spune și că suferința asediază sufletului, sufletul, pentru că atunci când suntem atacați de falsă mândrie și invidie, atunci suferim.
So you must become armed with transcendental knowledge like a soldier.
Trebuie să devenim înarmați cu cunoașterea transcendentală ca un soldat.
And then you can fight off the attack of the negative qualities.
Atunci putem înfrânge atacul calităților negative.
The negative qualities are six in number.
Aceste trăsături sunt șase.
Lust,
pofta,
anger,
mânia,
greed,
lăcomia,
madness,
nebunia,
illusion,
iluzia,
and envy.
Și invidia.
If you come armed with transcendental knowledge, you can fight off these enemies and reawaken your pure, blissful state of pure Krishna consciousness.
Dacă devenim înarmați în cunoașterea transcendentală, atunci putem să înfrângem acești atacatori și să devenim situați în conștiință de Krishna.
Yes.
She was also asking if there are different methods to get rid of suffering.
Yes. There are different methods given.
Există diferite metode pentru a ne elibera de suferință.
But according to the scriptures, in this age, there's only one effective means.
Dar conform cu scripturile, în această era există o singură metodă eficientă.
Haranama, haranama, haranama eva kevalam, kalo nasteva nasteva nasteva, gatira nyata. Chant the holy names, chant the holy names, chant the holy names. There is no other alternative, there is no other alternative, there is no other alternative for becoming God conscious in this age of Kali.
Cântați numele Sfinte, cântați numele Sfinte, cântați numele Sfinte. Nu există altă alternativă pentru a deveni conștient de Dumnezeu în această era lui Kali.
You must chant, in this age, you must chant the names of God.
În această era trebuie să cântăm numele lui Dumnezeu.
You can chant Hare Krishna.
Putem să cântăm Hare Krishna.
Or if you're a Christian, you can chant the name of Christ.
Sau dacă suntem creștini, putem cânta numele lui Hristos.
If you're a Muslim, you can chant the name of Allah.
Dacă suntem musulmani, putem să cântăm numele lui Allah.
But you must chant the names of God.
Dar trebuie să cântăm numele lui Dumnezeu.
That's the only way in this age you can awaken your pure state of consciousness.
Aceasta este singura cale în această era în care putem să trezim conștiința noastră de Krishna.
Any other questions?
Dacă există o altă întrebare.
Everyone satisfied now?
Toți sunt satisfăcuți acum.
Everyone's hot now.
So,
everyone's fanning. No, why don't we open the window and get a cross, please? Yeah. Locked? Oh, yeah. Yeah, a little crossbees will help. Yeah. That other one doesn't open, too. So, any other questions?
Yes, there is
you said in the lecture that if we become devotees of Krishna, at the end of the life, we can choose between two types of body, material and spiritual. But is it possible that we have such a karma that we have to go through more few lifetimes we can make this choice?
You have the freedom to finish up your karma in this lifetime.
Avem libertatea ca să încheiem această karma noastră în această viață.
Actually, everybody's karma is to stay in the material world forever.
De fapt, karma fiecăruia dintre noi este să stăm în această lume materială pentru întotdeauna.
The law, if you stay within karma, you will remain forever in this material world.
Dacă
you'll never get out.
Domeniul karmei, atunci vom rămâne veșnic în această lume materială.
But if you will get out of the karma chakra by surrendering to Krishna, then you can get out in this one lifetime.
Dacă ieșim din această karma și ne predăm lui Krishna, atunci vom scăpa într-o singură viață.
All you have to do is take advantage of the mercy of the spiritual master and the devotees.
Tot ce trebuie să facem este să apelăm la mila maestrului spiritual și a devotaților.
I don't care how sinful you may have been.
Nu contează câte păcate o persoană a făcut.
I don't care how fallen you may have been.
Nu contează cât de căzut a fost.
I don't care how horrible your karma may be.
Nu contează cât de oribilă este karma.
Block it open with something so it doesn't shut. I don't care how bad your karma may be.
Nu contează cât de proastă e karma.
If you'll take advantage of the mercy of Guru and Vaishnavas,
dacă apelăm la mila lui Guru și a Vaishnavas,
I absolutely guarantee you,
vă garantez în mod absolut,
that in this very lifetime you'll finish up your cycle of birth and death and go back to God.
În această viață veți încheia ciclul nașterii și morții și vă veți întoarce la divinitate.
Are you willing to do that? Are you ready? All right. So you follow this process very seriously. He's agreeing now to surrender. So you guide him appropriately now. how to chant and offer his food and all the principles, everything nicely. Whatever he's lacking, you train him how to become perfect. Next question.
What's the difference between awareness and consciousness?
Awareness and consciousness. You just translate the question. They are more or less synonymous. Krishna consciousness, Krishna awareness. We could call it that, the International Society for Krishna Awareness. It has the same meaning. But Prabhupada chose the name consciousness. So we usually say consciousness. Because we are followers of Prabhupada. We like to follow his style, you see. But either way, they're actually the same thing. So we want you to become fully aware of Krishna 24 hours a day. Is that all right? All right, next question.
Are there many paths that lead to the same destination? Like, for example, somebody is Christian, Muslim, and can he reach the same destination by doing that, by following that path, or does he have to join the Krishna consciousness movement?
Actually, today I was in Budapest this morning.
Azi dimineața am fost la Budapest.
And I went to the airport.
Am dus la aeroport.
And there are many, many flights going out from Budapest.
Există multe zboruri care pleacă din Budapesta.
But there's only one flight that comes to Timișoara.
Dar există un singur zbor care ajunge la Timișoara.
So I've gotten, it's not that I can go to the airport and just get on any airplane and come to Timișoara.
Nu înseamnă că mă duc la aeroport, urc pe oricare avion, vreau eu și ajung la Timișoara.
So if you want to go to Krishna,
noi vrem să ajungem la Krishna.
You have to take the airplane which is going to Krishna. Yanti deva vritan devan pratinyanti prati vrataha bhutani yanti bhuteja yanti madhyajino pimam. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, he says that those who worship the demigods will take birth among the demigods.
Krishna spune in Bhagavad Gita, cei care adoră semizei se vor naște printre semizei.
Those who worship the ancestors will go to the ancestors.
Cei care adoră strămoșii se duc la strămoși.
Those who worship the ghosts and spirits, they will take birth among such beings.
Cei care adoră spiritele și stafiile, atunci el se va naște printre asemenea ființe.
And those who worship me, they will live with me.
Iar cei care mă adoră pe mine vor trăi cu mine.
So you have to develop your love for the Supreme Person. There's no alternative.
Trebuie să trăim iubirea pentru persoana supremă. Nu există alternativă.
You may call him by a different name as Allah or Jehovah. That's all right.
Putem să-i spunem pe alt nume, Allah sau Jehovah. Asta este regulă.
But you have to become fully surrendered to that Supreme Person who is the source of all existence.
Dar trebuie să devenim complet predați acelei persoane supreme care este sursa întregii.
Are you serious to awaken pure love of God within your heart?
Sunteți serios în a trezi iubirea de Dumnezeu în inima dumneavoastră?
Yeah. Then you should find that place where you can get the best training.
Atunci trebuie să găsiți acel loc unde să obțineți cel mai bun antrenament.
That's where you should go.
Acolo trebuie să mergeți.
And I can tell you that there is no better trainer than Prabhupada, our founder of Acharya.
Vă spun că nu există antrenor mai bun decât Srila Prabhupada.
He is the preeminent, our leading spiritual master of this age.
El este maestru spiritual cel mai preeminent în această era.
So you should take your training from Prabhupada and Prabhupada's movement. We don't say it's the only way. But we do say it's the best way. There are many cars that you can purchase in the market. But the best car is the Rolls Royce. So this is the Rolls Royce process.
Iskan.
This is the Rolls Royce of spiritual movements. Yeah, this is the best. We never say it's the only. But the difficulty is, in the other organizations, they have so many material ideas, they mix in, you see. Becomes confusing. They say you should love God. Then they have a barbecue dinner on Wednesday night, you know, eating meat. How is that loving God, you see? They're taking God's creatures and eating the flesh of God's children. If I love my next door neighbor, will I eat his children? You understand? So yes, Hari Iskan is the best. Because here we are teaching pure bhakti. We are not mixing it with any ideas of sense gratification. Next question. Everyone's totally satisfied. Do we have any books for sale that right here? Yes. Anybody who takes a book at this program right now, I will sign, give you a written blessing along with the book. And I don't come here, I'm not here every week, you know. This is very rarely that I come. So this is a chance for you to get a written blessing. Okay, then, so that's. Oh, this prasadam? Okay. So I thank you all very much for your kind attention. And now they're going to serve out some nice transcendental refreshments. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.